This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Aero Precision. If you have an AR-15, very likely you have some Aero Precision in your DNA. If you want to make it better than it already is, well, go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Since the era of Obama, for nearly 10 years, Americans who have been paying attention have known that our government has become corrupt. Our premier institutions were weaponized by the Obama administration to the point that we have become something of a police state. Maybe even a banana republic. This is not to say there was no corruption previous to Obama. As Sidney Powell addresses in her book, License to Lie, the current special counsel, Robert Mueller, and his amoral, ruthless right-hand man, Andrew Weissman, had already been practicing their prosecutions of personal destruction for decades. The 1980s, Mueller sent four men to prison who he knew were innocent. He did it to protect a confidential informant. Two of them died in prison. Lawsuits filed cost taxpayers $100 million. That trial was connected to the murderous mafia hitman Whitey Bulger, who was finally caught after 16 years, and he died in prison in 2018. Was he murdered to protect Mueller? There was the total destruction of Enron, and then came the obliteration of Enron's accounting firm, Arthur Anderson. Those prosecutions were run as much as Mueller and Weissman are running their current job assignment. Mueller successfully ruined both companies, costing thousands of people their jobs and sending nonviolent people to prison, sometimes to solitary confinement like he did with Paul Manafort. Fortunately, but too little, too late, nearly all the guilty verdicts they managed to elicit from juries were overturned by the Supreme Court in both cases. Why are these two guys not, why have they not been disbarred? How this malicious and vindictive man continued to rise to become a U.S. attorney in Massachusetts and California before becoming head of the FBI is still an unexplained mystery. The old adage about what rises to the top appears to be true too often. Obama definitely used the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA for his own ends without regard for the Constitution, without regard for rights to privacy, without regard for basic decency. People like Mueller have been around for years and years, poisoning the agencies that they are charged with running lawfully. Mueller's just one of the worst, but he has plenty of company. Patrick Fitzgerald, Eric Schneiderman, Elliot Spitzer, Eric Holder. You've heard all those names. Each of them perpetrated crimes against the DOJ and the American people, as surely as Comey and McCabe have against the FBI, by using the power of the government for their own despicable ends. Mueller was not hired to investigate Trump. He was hired to cover up crimes, his own and those of his fellow travelers, their elaborate plot to derail the Trump campaign and then to orchestrate his impeachment by any means necessary. His appointment was successfully manipulated by Comey and Rosenstein for their own purposes. Now Mueller has authorized the over-the-top SWAT team guns-drawn raid of Roger Stone's home, an exercise that would be comical if it weren't so deadly serious. Stalin would be proud. Because it appears now that we are a police state. The left and the media all approved of this preposterous bit of nasty theater. Stephanopoulos said such tactics are common, which is a blatant lie. Tucker Carlson pointed out Mueller sent more men to get Stone than Obama sent to get Osama bin Laden. But then again, Stephanopoulos is nothing but a tool of the left, a talking head with a script to read. Who writes all that bilge water that he reads? That would be nice to know, wouldn't it? But one thing is certain. They have as their goal the destruction of America and our most cherished values. When I signed on, you know, this is when you sit back and you take the sum of all the math in this. For me and for people that were in it with me and people today and people since then and before us, it almost appears as if we enabled them to a certain degree with our service to the country in the military to keep, you know, to keep the, with our toxic masculinity fully on display. It almost appears to me that they used the peace that we brought to the planet to the end of where they have taken advantage of this country for so long. It doesn't make me sick to sit there and realize that, because I also know that there were other things involved in what I did. But the unintended consequence was that these guys were not distracted by real-world incidents, and they therefore became mischievous. And they became self-aware of what they could do with this power that they had. And people might like, you know, Mueller is there right now to cover up Hillary. Mueller's there to cover up Uranium One. Why? Well, you know, Manafort has been indicted. Roger Stone's been arrested. When are we going to send 29 people to Hillary Clinton's house? When are we going to get her? When are we going to go send people to Eric Holder's house? He helped orchestrate the murder of, as they say, at least 300 Mexicans with Fast and Furious. Hillary Clinton was complicit in that because the State Department never let the judiciary know in Mexico that we were running that operation. The FBI had to know about it because they had to sign off on the background checks. The president knew about it. Why aren't we going to the Obama household and arresting him? Well, because we're covering up. We're in the cover-up phase right now of all of that stuff. It was never, they know, Mueller knows who colluded with the Russians. It wasn't Trump, it was Clinton. Clinton colluded with anybody that would give her money. She was for sale like a prostitute politically anywhere out there. And she collected. So there's a scene in the film Clear and Present Danger when Harrison Ford uncovers the president's treachery and he's threatening to spill the beans. And the president says, "You got yourself a chip in the big game. You're going to tuck that away and save it for a time when your butt is on the line. And then you're going to pull it out and I'm going to cash it in for you." It's the old Potomac two-step. Right now, we can only conclude that far too many people in D.C. know this dance, and they dance their way to the top. Is Trump the only one in government who is willing to work to help us drain this swamp? Is that the only way that we're going to do it? Are we going to have to find more people besides Trump? Can Trump do it alone? Are we going to have to step in and help that out? Because power brokers only operate in the background. They're never on the front line. When the front line comes to them, well, they sort of wilt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Arrow Precision, if you have an AR-15, you very likely already have some Arrow Precision parts because they are OEM for a lot of manufacturers. If you want to make your weapon better, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Many moons ago, I got into an argument with a guy from Venezuela, and he kept talking about how awesome his country was, and, well, I didn't agree with him. They were socialists then. I told him where they were going to end up if they continued their socialist ways. I don't know whatever became of him, and I've often wondered what he thinks now about how awesome the Venezuelan socialism is today. Because now things are bad down in Venezuela. And you've all seen the reports. You've seen the stories about what all Venezuelans are eating because they have nothing else to eat. It's quite ugly there. Former minister of the South American nation says what happens next will be up to the guys with guns. There's something called the World Economic Forum in Davos, and Venezuela is on, according to them, a lot of the Latin American leaders met there, and they said that Venezuela is on the brink of a lasting change. Because right now they're embroiled in a fast-moving political crisis after an opposition leader stood in the streets of Caracas on Wednesday and declared himself as the rightful interim president. Flurry of world powers, including the U.S., immediately backed Juan Guaido, prompting a furious response from President Nicolas Maduro. And the socialist leader broke diplomatic ties with President Donald Trump's administration on Wednesday, ordering all U.S. diplomatic personnel to leave the country within 72 hours. Maduro also dismissed Guaido's claim to the presidency, saying it was part of an American-led conspiracy to orchestrate a coup from afar. Moises Naim, the former Venezuelan minister now at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, said during a panel session Thursday, "There is no doubt that the behavior of the guys with guns will define much of what will happen in these coming days and shape politics in Venezuela." Naim described Venezuela as a criminalized country rife with local and transnational gangs, maybe even more lethal and more dangerous than the military. Right now, the only people who have guns in Venezuela are the military and the criminals. Think about that for a minute. Drink that in. The only people who have the potential to stand up to Maduro are criminal gangs. These aren't even gangs who are conducting illegal activity as an act of defiance against a tyrannical leader. They're just your garden variety armed thugs. And this means that these are the people who will decide Venezuela's fate. Because there's not a gun culture there. Where good and decent people in the South American nation are powerless to have a meaningful impact on their country's fate. They're stuck there, and all they can do is pray for help from somebody, from anybody. I watch that, and I thank God we have the Second Amendment here. As diminished and as infringed upon as it is, the veto is still very much in place. Some will tell you that this could never happen here. But they're deluding themselves. The mere fact that you can look at support for people like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the fact that they get support means that there are people that do not think the way we think. They're getting a lot of support these days, and that may grow if nothing is done to counter it. And that means we shouldn't rule this future out for the United States. Not completely. The saving grace here is you. The saving grace in America is the American gun owner. The people that see to it that their kids go to school, they go to work. When the time comes, if they have to, they defend themselves, they defend their neighbors. Good and decent people that believe in freedom, that's our saving grace. And in all honesty, there's more of us than there are of the other side, to be quite honest with you. The veto right now is a overwhelming, overwhelming thing. But all things like that, people, all things like that are not infinite. That dynamic is not infinite. My age group, we are aging. And I'm taking steps right now. I mean, I just started this weekend. I'm already seeing some results, thank goodness. But no matter how good or hard I get going forward from this point on, I will still age. And at some point, my effectiveness will be gone. And with it, I will not be alone when that happens. We are aging. So we're at a crossroads right now. Because, like I said earlier, we can defeat them peacefully and pray we don't have to defeat them violently. But in Venezuela, which, you know, was very close to being one of the BRIC nations not too long ago, very close to a very very oil-rich country. Now the people are chasing the aardvarks and the zebras to try to have something to eat. They're drinking water out of mud puddles. They're using whatever they can for toilet paper. I mean, it's the zombie apocalypse down there. Their future will be determined by criminals because they're the only armed people. So the saving grace for us is that when it comes time for guys with guns to determine our nation's future, that can and will include good and decent people and not just two factions of armed thugs. That is the bright spot here in the United States today. It's a bright spot in the world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which is should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
Regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns?
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to 7 counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Truly, the one-stop place to go if you're going to build an AR. Go there, Aero Precision USA. You don't have to go anywhere else. Nowhere else. They look at every part. They figure out how to make every part the optimum. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I see a journalist or an academic that wants to start talking about guns, I get ready typically to be angry. So few of either of those groups actually understand the issue, for one thing. Instead, each parrots talking points and advance their narrative, and they call it a day, which is always based upon their talking points. Their narrative is based upon that, which originates somewhere and just multiplies like rabbits. But it seems like Patrick Blanchfield, a man described as both, seems to grasp at least that the issue is far more complex than partisan talking points. I don't know exactly where this is coming from, but this is here's something verbatim. Journalist and academic Patrick Blanchfield encouraged listeners to abandon partisan responses and called attention to U.S. gun violence and the reactions it prompts, which he presented as a phenomenon called gun power, also the name of his upcoming book. In his presentation in the Hawkins-Carlson Room on Tuesday, Blanchfield described gun power as a way in which guns are distributed in some contexts and restricted in others. He called it a uniquely American approach to managing disorder and social reproduction. Gun power is a system for assuring that, in net, certain kinds of people keep getting shot and certain kinds of people don't, Blanchfield said. Some of you are probably getting a little hot right now, right? And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I was right there with you. It sounds suspiciously like the argument that stand your ground laws are really about allowing white people to murder black people and get away with it. But I'm wondering if maybe that is not what he seems, this is not the argument he seems to be making. He continues, Blanchfield told the audience that the idea of gun control is actually more bipartisan than often perceived. Gun control, he said, means more than just limiting the sale of guns. The term also applies to increasing firearms prosecutions and sentencing. We have a system of gun control that, more than any other thing, focuses on prosecuting and imprisoning minorities and the poor, Blanchfield said. According to Blanchfield, under Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions, the U.S. Justice Department has more aggressively pursued gun control than any other period in its history. Now, what he's saying here is that they're actually prosecuting crimes, which the Obama administration used to plea away these things. A lot of these federal charges used to get pled away, especially straw purchasing. That would get pled down. It would, you know, they'd get, you know, these are the people that are the gun runners, you know, that are making sure the bad guys would get guns, right? He's arguing, though, that gun control laws disproportionately impact minority communities, causing more strifes in these than in wealthier and whiter communities. Which there's a reason behind that sociological phenomenon, but this is borne out in an exchange a bit later. In a question and answer after the talk, one attendee asked Blanchfield whether his idea of gun power was not in reality simply white supremacy. Blanchfield responded that he believes gun power and white supremacy to be fundamentally linked. The use of guns as a tool for acquiring territory and performing life or death politics is part of how we define who is white, Blanchfield said. He added that there was a period of time when it was absolutely transparent as the media evolved that George Zimmerman became white because he killed Trayvon Martin. Now that's an interesting observation coming from a guy who's probably anti-gun. It's a remarkable one, simply because he looks at this and says, George Zimmerman, who does not sound like a Hispanic, but is Hispanic, became white because he killed Trayvon Martin. He is right. I mean, he probably supports gun control at least to some degree. I don't think he's pro-gun in any way, shape, or fashion. But he's also right in pointing out that there's racism involved in many of these laws and how they're enforced. George Zimmerman had less white in him than Barack Obama. Yet our first black president was still black, while Zimmerman was shifted from Hispanic to white in the public consciousness. And that's because it becomes far more palatable to make it a racial issue, to make it look like guns are for white people. Now, the truth of the matter is that many black communities are besieged by violence. Filled. These neighborhoods are filled with good and decent people. They are the majority, but they're powerless in many places due to gun control laws, billed at keeping them safe, but actually not doing anything at all like that. Instead, they keep them disarmed while the criminals continue to do whatever they wish with relative impunity. Now, Mr. Blanchfield is not an ally of ours, but that doesn't mean he's not right about anything. And there are a couple of points here that I think he was trying to use to hit his ideological opponents, yet he ends up scoring for the pro-gun side anyway. And I'll take that any old time. Napoleon was very fond of saying, when your opponent is making a mistake, don't stop him, don't interrupt him. The problem that he does not get into, which I wonder if he could be led into this, the problem where these black neighborhoods are so besieged with crimes typically happen in inner cities, right? So because they happen in inner cities, and because of the way the Democrats, you know, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, they seem to be a little soft on crime, unless it's hate crime or, you know, one of these made up. I'm talking about real crime where people get hurt, you know, where people get murdered, where people get killed. A lot of these guys get out of jail easy. They get out of jail almost immediately. or with very little time served for what they've in proportion to the crime they committed. So, in these liberal leftist bastions where there are no guns allowed, this is where the people there and those people live in their own little private Venezuela, where only the police and only the criminals have guns. So when you're looking at what is now, let's refer to all gun-free zones from now on as our own little Venezuelan enclaves here in the United States. And this is the reason I'm putting it this way, because the people with the guns are making the decisions that shape the lives of the people without. Do you see that comparison? So, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, folks. So this guy, while he was trying to score some points some places and other places, inadvertently, because he's academic, it sounds more like what it isn't than what it is, because what he is saying is that if you kill somebody and it becomes racial at that point, everybody who is killing somebody, unless they are black, they become white, which is a typical leftist part of the part of the thing. I mean, just ask young Mr. Zimmerman. But yeah. Broken clock, right twice a day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This, I find, if it wasn't so outrageously ironic, it would be hilarious. And, only coming from a statist can we get this kind of thing, because Michael Bloomberg is much more of a statist than he is a leftist. And he's a former New York City mayor. He does understand the role that armed force can play in protecting human life. He just doesn't value your life. After all, when he quit being the mayor, his entire NYPD baby Huey force of his personal armed detail that kept him safe, who would actually walk up on reporters for getting too close to his honor, quit and became his private guards. So he gets it. The point was brought home, the point that your life doesn't mean as much as his or his people's, it was brought home this week when the billionaire gun control patron decided he was going to make clear his support for a private armed police force at his alma mater, Johns Hopkins University. According to a report from the Baltimore Sun, Johns Hopkins is seeking approval from the Maryland General Assembly for a private police force to patrol the university campus in Homewood, the hospital campus in East Baltimore, the Peabody Institute in Mount Vernon, and the areas surrounding these institutions. To advance this measure, Bloomberg spent Tuesday at the Maryland State House in Annapolis in closed-door meetings with officials and speaking with the press. The Sun reported that the potential 2020 candidate said, when you have a city that has the murder rate that Baltimore has, I think it's ridiculous to think that they shouldn't be armed. Oh, goodness. Since he graduated in 1964, Bloomberg has gifted billions of dollars to Johns Hopkins. In November, the school announced that the media mogul made a gift of $1.8 billion to the university, which they described as the largest ever contribution to any education institution in the United States. This followed on the heels of $1.1 billion he had given the university through early 2013. Now, if you are an astute gun rights supporter, you also know that Johns Hopkins is home of the Bloomberg School of Public Health, which houses the academic wing of Bloomberg's anti-gun political apparatus, the Center for Gun Policy and Research. So, like any good businessman, Bloomberg is intent on protecting his investment. And he explained, "One of the things I do hear all the time from people who are trying to decide where their kids are going to go to college, they're worried very much about the crime rate. And when they want to go to a hospital, they worry about the crime rate. Under the Bloomberg Bank plan, John Hopkins faculty and students who pay roughly $50,000 in tuition would be better protected than the normal residents of the city that is crumbling around them." Despite his acknowledgement that firearms would be useful to protect the elites at John Hopkins, Bloomberg hasn't let up on curbing everyone else's access to the means of self-defense. In fact, the Sun reported that he was in Annapolis advocating for the armed private police force. The anti-gun financier was also pressing lawmakers to advance his gun control agenda. How do you do that and not choke? Now, the average residents in Baltimore can't afford to hire their own private police force. And thanks to gun control advocates like Bloomberg, they can't provide for their own self-defense outside their homes either. Maryland is one of the 8 remaining states that has severely restrictive may-issue concealed carry permitting regimes in place, which makes them sound like Venezuela, doesn't it? Another Venezuela, with Bloomberg taking on the role of Maduro. It's not, you know, if you're talking about how dangerous it is to live in Baltimore, and then you're talking about the need for the students and faculty of Johns Hopkins to feel protected and to need protection, doesn't that satisfy the good and substantial reason to wear, carry, or transport a handgun as a reasonable precaution against apprehended danger? Doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it? 2018, Baltimore saw 300 homicides for the 4th year in a row. In 2017, FBI data showed that Baltimore had the highest murder rate of a U.S. city with more than 500,000 residents and the second highest violent crime rate. So this isn't Bloomberg's first foray into anti-gun hypocrisy, of course. He enjoyed a significant NYPD security detail during his time as mayor. In 2011, he referred to the NYPD as my own army. And like I said, following his terms, he hired some of the same officers from his security detail to work for him privately. And his message is very clear. It's crystal clear. The faculty and students at the prestigious Johns Hopkins University are worthy of private armed protection. The average residents of Baltimore that are unable to employ the lavish means of security available to moneyed elites are not worthy of providing for their own self-defense. So they are left to themselves. Good luck. Good luck with that one. Now, also coming in out of New York, but down here closer to me and just across the border in Georgia, the new governor, Brian Kemp, may want to send a thank you note to Andrew Cuomo with a bushel basket of peaches because another New York-based firearms-related business has made the decision to expand their operations not in the Empire State where there are highly restrictive gun control laws, but they're going to move to Georgia. Which Georgia is friendlier on all fronts than any state like California or New York when it comes to business. Checkmate Industries, based in West Babylon, New York, makes handgun and rifle magazines, among other firearms-related equipment, as well as life-saving devices for the medical industry. And I've had some of their magazines for M1, and they functioned like a Swiss clock. It was great. They are an original equipment manufacturer for firearms makers and the U.S. military. They are a very diversified company, and they describe their offerings this way. Checkmate Industries products are 100% designed, developed, and manufactured in the United States. Since 1972, the company has operated as a tool-and-die stampings and assemblies manufacturer. Now much of that production will take place in Thomasville, Georgia. I used to know people down in Thomasville. It's a beautiful place. Remember the SAFE Act now. In New York, Cuomo led the effort to outlaw standard capacity magazines. In hurry-up lawmaking in Albany in early 2013 to pass this so-called SAFE Act, it was mandated that magazines could henceforth hold only 7 rounds. Only one kind of magazine, you know, only one kind of gun that I, at that time, had that kind of capacity, and even that had expanded by 1 round. So it was then decided that residents could own magazines capable of holding a maximum of 10 rounds, but could no longer load them to full capacity. Large capacity magazines were outlawed. Owning one of them could earn you jail time, although Niagara, Chautauqua, and Erie County prosecutors now say they will not enforce that portion of the state statute, which is also sort of lawless in an opposite way. The SAFE Act also broadened the state's definition of assault rifle to include firearms with any military-style feature, including telescopic stocks and flash suppressors. They also required every single modern sporting rifle to be registered with the state, be sold, or moved out of the state. So, Checkmate's not the first New York-based firearms business that chose to expand someplace else. Kimber is gone. Remington made the decision to move to Huntsville, Alabama. Carr Arms moved from New York to Pike County, Pennsylvania. And Checkmate has moved to Georgia. They're going to bring about $16 million in investment. They're going to create 230 jobs. Annual payroll for jobs ranging from administrative to support to skilled machinists. Isn't it sweet? Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.